Okay, so the crossword puzzler, the high school English teacher, right? I've got it right here. Where did I put it? This is funny because when they do New York Times crossword puzzles, maybe this way and other crosswords too, a typical kind of clue that they'll run is something like this. Word with bar or bowl. What's a word that goes with both bar and bowl? It's five letters. I don't have any letters for you. Like midnight bowl doesn't work because it's too many letters and there's no midnight bar. Five letters, a word that goes with bar and bowl. Sushi bowl, sushi bar? No, I can't think of it. I'm going to have to ask him to help me out. He would know. He wrote it. This dated April 25th, 2011. Roger Ebert announced on his blog today that he had won the New Yorker's weekly caption contest. His is the 281st caption to be chosen after about 5 years of the contest's existence. Congratulations, Mr. Ebert. Over at The New Yorker, cartoon editor Robert Mankoff says he's delighted that Ebert won. The film reviewer claims he has submitted an entry to the contest almost every week since it began. They actually ran a few of Ebert's rejected submissions, including one hilarious penis joke that did not pass the censors. He has also provided a breakdown of the film reviewer's efforts in the five-year-old contest. For fans, Mankoff has run a few of his rejected submissions. So they have said what were rejected, but this, I guess, was Ebert's first win. And it's a cartoon of a couple in the desert. You've seen these in The New Yorker or similar publications before. They've walked over the hills. They're stranded in the middle of an endless desert. There's a cattle skull sticking out of the sand. But they've got this middle-aged couple, their groceries or packages from the mall. And they're standing in the middle of the desert. Next to them is one of those mall parking lot markers, a pole with the big letter F on the top. That's the scene. You have to come up with the caption. And Ebert won with this. I'm not going to say the word I'm thinking of. Pretty good. Okay, so now that reminded me of this, or this reminded me of that. There is a guy in the Chicago area, Rob Baker. He's an English teacher at Barrington High School. And finally, the New York Times has published his crossword puzzle. Hey, Rob, you're on WGN Radio. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much, and thanks for having me on your show.
How many times have you submitted to the Times for the crosswords?
Well, before that one got accepted, about maybe 30 times, something like that. And then even some since then that have also been rejected.
Yeah, they accepted it, but then it's a while before it actually gets published. And today's your pub date, right?
Today it is in the paper. Yeah, you can find it online or in the, you know, the print version of the paper as well. So it's there waiting to be solved, yeah.
How many of them have you purchased? How many paper editions do you now own?
I haven't spent much time doing it, and I already have probably 10. So, and I'll be going out to get a few more later on.
Yeah,
yeah, it's a pretty exciting day.
Wherever you buy your newspapers, they still print them, and you're going to buy them out. Congratulations. So how many years have you been submitting them to the Times?
Oh, my gosh. I got this idea in my head back in 2007 that I would like to get a puzzle in the New York Times, and I've been working on it ever since then. It's been a long time.
I've looked into this a little bit myself just to make a good crossword puzzle because it's amazing how people like you are able to make these things, how fluid they are, how they function, how clever the clues can be. Was there a point where you thought, okay, this is going great, but I can't get a word to fill out this quadrant or this space?
Oh, yeah. It happens all the time. You go through so many variations on a puzzle in terms of the shape of it and the contents of it. I mean, literally thousands and thousands of variations just to make it the best you can possibly make it. And even then, it's not always satisfying in the end. In today's puzzle, there are words that I wish I didn't have to have in there, but I just couldn't figure anything else out. And they made me do revisions on it when I submitted it. And so I spent 40 hours on the revisions alone, and I still couldn't get rid of those words.
I wondered about that. So they go, you know what? That's not a good enough clue, or that word is too obscure. That doesn't work. They didn't like
exactly.
something about it, huh?
Exactly.
What is the clue what is the clue that you're most proud of that you go, that's good, that's clever?
You know, that's an excellent question. I guess the one I like is the aid in busing, which was not entirely my clue. They changed the clues a little bit, but 18 down I thought was kind of a fun one that people seem to have trouble with and be happy when they figured out what the answer was with that.
Four letters, aid in busing. Aid, and do you have aid in quotes? No, you don't. So 18 down is aid in busing. Okay, is that like busing a table, or is it moving people around in a vehicle? That's the challenge
Good
sometimes,
questions.
Too.
Excellent questions.
You need to know what kind of thing the person is talking about. Are you?
Yeah, I think to me those are kind of the fun clues where you have to think it through, and there's several possibilities, and then you finally figure out what it is, and it's kind of fun game just for each clue or answer word. That way, you know.
I'm going to guess it's not the automotive kind, but the table kind. And then what would an aid in busing be? A rag, a cloth, but it's four letters. Those don't work. One of those little scrapey things that pulls the breadcrumbs off.
But that's a lot of letters.
I know. You're enjoying this, aren't you?
Easy when you know the answer.
Yeah, am I going to be angry at you, or I'm going to go, oh, that guy, he is so clever.
I hope the latter, but if the former, I guess I can live with that too.
And then the other one, I always enjoy/hate the word with bar or bowl. That's nine across.
Uh-huh.
Five letters, word with bar or bowl. What's the answer to that one?
Should I tell you? Give away to everybody who's listening who might want to solve the puzzle?
Okay. Pete says no. Don't make him earn it.
No spoilers.
When does the answer appear?
Tomorrow.
Okay.
You can actually find them online, or if you solve it online, they'll actually give you hints if you want them. But if you do it in the paper, you know, on the hard copy, then it's online tomorrow.
All
if
right.
You know your oldies singers, 11 down is a gimme. If you're my age.
Singer Rawls. Okay, that's...
Yeah.
Okay, I know
so that'll give
that
you
is.
A good letter.
Oh, there you go. So now I know that there's an L in the middle of
exactly.
word with bar or bowl. Pete's
exactly.
got it. Pete so just figured it out.
Nice. Way right. to go, Pete.
Rob, you've got a story to tell when you go back to school in the fall. Will you be teaching again at Barrington in the fall?
Yes, sir. Lately, I've been teaching freshmen and senior classes, so I'm hoping that's what I'll be doing again next year. I'm not 100% certain yet, but yeah, I've got three more years. I retire in 3 years, so I'll be doing that for a few more years, and then we'll see what happens.
We want to salute the folks that are doing that difficult job these days. We'll have another conversation maybe about that. Congratulations, Rob Baker, English teacher at Barrington High School, the author of today's New York Times crossword puzzle. Nice to talk to you, Rob.
Thank you very much. Great talking to you, too.
How about that?